Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. This is truly an epic event that is raising awareness and revealing just how much is happening in the world of embodiment. And this gives me hope about where we're heading as a people. I'm Amara Pagano. I'm the founder of Azul, a conscious movement path of personal transformation. I work with the body and the power of movement to awaken love and consciousness. Embodiment is a key to my work. And the journey of embodying the map of Azul is what facilitates the process of self-realization. I'm excited to sponsor the Dance and Creativity Channel to share my love of movement and to celebrate the power that it has to serve our collective evolution. If you are interested in awakening your deepest potential or curious about the spiritual and healing aspects of embodiment, I encourage you to check out Azul. Everyone is welcome. I work with people who love movement and people who have never moved. Follow the link and you'll find three gifts for you: a 50-minute Azul journey, a special discount on our online embodiment training, and a free month in our upcoming membership program. So come, check out the Path of Azul. I'll be presenting on the main stage here and in the Dance and Creativity Channel, and I hope to see you there. For now, enjoy the richness of the presentation you're about to see.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Dance and Creativity Channel. The session is with Adam Farley. It's the 01 Move Be Evolve. So Adam's got around 40 years experience in meditation and embodiment practices, including a long period of training in the five rhythms, including training with Gabrielle Roth. And he's taken his understanding of human nature along with the beautiful equation and symbolism of Euler's identity, which he was telling me about just before we started, to bridge the worlds of science and spirituality to work towards this personal and collective evolution. So super excited, and take it away, Adam.
Thank you, Jamie. Hi, everybody. So just one other practical thing. It's really nice to see some faces on the screen here so that I don't feel like I'm in some weird cyber hole. Hi, Gabriella. Anyone else who's willing, hello, yeah. Anyone else who's willing to just be on the screen so I can too, that'd be fantastic. I think the way to go is you raise your hand somewhere. I don't even know how you do that, but maybe you can figure it out and then the team will let you in. And I can see a few people. So. Thank you. Hi. So let's stop. Take a breath. You can have your eyes closed or open. Just pause. Take some deep breaths. And for a moment, just turn your attention inside. Just feel. See inside. Listen inside. So I invite you throughout this whole session to do exactly that, to listen inside. Because this session is, you know, it is interactive, so you will be invited to move and take part in that way, which you're free to do or not, of course. I'll also be giving you some information, and this conference and this period in history is a flood of information, right? And to stay healthy with that, you better be attentive to how it feels for you to be taking in the information that's coming to you, and so that you notice if it's too much or it doesn't feel right in any way, or actually you want to tune out and do something else. So you actually notice that. So you stay on track and with yourself. Like, by all means, listen to me, but stay on track with yourself. This session was labeled as emotionally neutral. I think I read that right. That's probably not the case. I think we had a little crosswires there. You might get triggered by either stuff that I'm saying or stuff that you end up doing. So again, know your limits. Notice when something's too much for you. Notice when you want to tune out. It's really okay. Just tune out. Just turn off. It's really okay. And on that subject, which is kind of, you know, well-being, on the subject of physical well-being, you're going to be moving. So just have a look. Have a look at your space. Is it clear? Are there some cables you're going to trip over? Just go move stuff if you need to. In fact, let's all just have a walk around the space for a minute. Have a walk around your space and find out how far your feet can go in that direction and this direction. And as you're walking about your space, look at it. Look at things in your space in a way that maybe you haven't looked at them for a while. Take in where you are. Feel the sensation of your feet on the floor. Try stepping backwards or sideways or round and round as well as forwards. Anytime you feel like it, pause and listen inside. Closing your eyes if that helps, if that feels good. And when you're ready, come and sit back down. And listen, feel. Maybe you can sense some kind of difference in your relationship with yourself, even just having moved like that for a minute or two. The reason I'm getting you to pause and stop is because in my perception, we're super troubled right now, collectively. Not everybody individually, of course. So maybe what I'm saying doesn't apply to you personally today or now, but as a collective, we're super troubled right now. There's a massive amount of fear and there's a lot of anger around and there's a hell of a deep grief. Almost like just barely getting started, I would guess. And not to miss out, but one of the things that really needs saying in such a list, which is I think there's also an unbelievably beautiful vision, just hoping to come through, just longing to come through or being longed for. So we're feeling a lot. And when we're maxed out, you know, so there's all that. And then there's this massive flood of information as well. Basically, our nervous systems are completely overloaded. Like not everybody is individually, that's true. But as, you know, generally, we are maxed out. And the last thing I want to do is just add to the load. And so the way to just shift that the other way is at least sometimes when you can, just pause or slow down and just feel. Just don't add to the thing, right? So anytime through this session, anytime you feel like you want to pause, or you want to just listen, or you want to go slow, then do. Or you want to fall to the floor, then do. You want to move on the sofa, then do. Take notice those impulses to slow and still and relax. So I'm just looking at my notes here because I did write some things down because there's a few things I really want to include. Okay, so that situation of our sort of maxed out nervous system, the nervous system naturally goes in cycles. Our energy, our alertness, our intensity of feeling, our whole being naturally goes in cycles where we get more activated and then we settle and integrate and relax, and then something else comes and it's a cycle, right? So we're going to move through that cycle a few times. That's what we humans naturally do. Our energy naturally rises and falls. And different people will need different things at different times. And there's no way that I can get it right through a short session like this for each of you individually through the whole thing. So you better listen to yourself as we move. If you want to move in a completely different way to what I'm suggesting, do. Really okay. Let's come back up. Very short cycle. Just begin to move. Any hold down, just on the spot. Any old how, and a bit more, like a bit bigger. Let your breath come. And go a bit smaller. A bit smaller. And settle. And settle and to stillness. And maybe you can feel, oh, that's a relief to stop, or maybe, oh, that was just getting started, I want loads more. Just feel how it feels, okay? Let's try another movement pattern. And really link the movement with the breath. So focusing just on arms and shoulders and hands. Let's go with the breath. And relax your jaw, your mouth, so that at least your exhale is coming out of your mouth. This is very, very different from some meditation practices where you should breathe with your mouth shut. Here, you're going to have an easier time of it if you let at least your exhale come out of your mouth, and inhale as well if you want. So again. And keep going. And try some different movement patterns. Shoulders, arms, and hands are moving with the breath. You can make up and change and experiment with how they move with the breath. And you can let the rest of your body follow the lead of your shoulders, arms, and hands. If you feel like you're getting stuck or in a rut or anything, just change it on purpose. You can be very practical about it. If it doesn't feel so good, try something else. or if you're just curious, how would it be to move faster or slower? Just try it. Bigger or smaller. And find a way to let that hands, arms, shoulders movement get more subtle. Come to a pause point. Or again, you can just listen inside. Or see inside. Or feel inside, whatever way it is that you most naturally sense your interior. And then shift your attention into your center body area, like back, chest, belly, the whole length of your spine, like right up to the top of your head as well. And begin to play with that center line of how that can move with your breath. Again, you can allow the movement that's happening in that center line of your body to affect the whole of you. You can let it move off the spot and turn you around, and you can allow your arms and hands to join in. But the generating of the movement is coming from that spine, chest, belly, head. And you're continually opening to your breath. Experimenting different ways of moving, big or small, or fast or slow. Go easy on anything that feels painful, don't push it. Explore, be curious, and be kind. Be kind to your body. Go within its limitations. And again, let that get more subtle. In fact, how subtle can you allow the movement of your spine, chest, belly, head to become before you can't feel it anymore? listening, feeling, seeing inside. And then gently soften your knees and kind of sit down a little bit in the bowl of your hips. Let your weight shift from side to side a little. Feeling the shift of weight in your feet, the soles of your feet. And begin to explore hips, legs, feet, as movement artists. Relax jaw so your breath can come and go freely. So that you practice having a fluid, grounded connection to the ground. So it's not true that the only way of being really grounded is to be still. You can practice being fluidly grounded, stable, balanced, and free to move. Let's practice that. Enjoy your feet, enjoy your legs, enjoy your hips. Let everything else follow. Opening through your breath to whatever the rhythm of your feet is, whatever the pulse in your hips is. Fast or slow, big or small. If you're ready to, and getting more subtle again, or slowing, closing your eyes if you wish, to feel inside, see inside, listen inside. Having tuned in to the whole of your body, from the soles of your feet to the top of your head and the tips of your fingers, the whole line of your back, what can you feel? Literally, what is your sense of self right now? Maybe you can feel a subtle tingling through your body, like a shimmer of aliveness through your whole body, or at least in parts of it. That's your sexual energy. That's your basic life force energy that is continually regenerating you on a physical level. New cells constantly being born, created. New life being recreated within you constantly. And then maybe you can feel also, if you just put your hands to your heart, maybe you'll feel it more there, but in some way inside you, whether that feels right in the heart, or maybe it's more diffuse than that, or somewhere else in your body, maybe you can feel your emotional nature. The way life force is experienced through your emotional nature is love, which might be joyful and obviously loving, or it might be grief, or it might be fury and rage. That's part of love too. It might even be fear. That's part of love too. It's all love. All the feelings are part of love. And then if you open your hands out to the space around you and open your mind, maybe you can get some sense of your awareness. You can sense your awareness of awareness itself. You can be aware of awareness. Can you feel your feet on the floor? Are you aware of awareness? Sense your ability to be emotional, your heart light, love ability, built for relating to others, and your sexual energy constantly recreating through your body, constant life force presence. As long as you're alive, it's there. So this is the way that life force presents itself, through its sexual energy through the body, its love through the heart, and its awareness through the mind. And let's practice with some sense, if you can, of yourself as a sexual, loving, aware being. That's what we are as humans. So we'll take another step now. So if you just feel into how you are at this moment, like not only on this call, but at this moment in your life. In fact, let's even just take a look out of the window. If you've got a window where you are, just take a look out of the window. Look, there's the world. No doubt a bit of the world you know. You're part of it. And there's a lot going down out there, right? And you're part of it. It's part of you. How does it feel? If you were to not try to fix anything, but just be willing to feel how it is to be here now, you, human, in the world. Can you let that in a little bit? Then we're going to let that sense of being yourself in the world right here, right now. You know, let that move, trusting that life just does evolve through us. That's the way it goes naturally. We don't really have to do anything for that to happen. It's more like just allowing ourselves to be in movement, allowing ourselves to be alive. So taking that sense of here I am in my life, in this world, 2020, so much unknown, and I'm alive, and I can feel my feet, and I have the freedom to breathe at least some. I hope you're all well enough to breathe deeply, but if you're not, you can still breathe a bit. And let yourself kind of drop into that sense of self. And let that sensing of yourself take shape. Like you become a movement artist, not as a performance or a performer, so much as a lover of life, a lover of movement, a lover of sensing and being. To pay attention to how it feels to be in your body at this point in your life, at this place in the world. And to let that feeling circulate like fine wine or crystal clear mountain spring water, whichever you prefer. Or good soil, stirring. Literally embodying your sense of self. Hands and fingers, arms, head, back, chest, belly, hips, legs, feet, your whole self, like welcome your whole self, physical being, physical creature. As fast or slow as you like. It's part of the practice. Whole body, embodying. Here I am, right now, this point in my life. In this world. Eyes at least a little bit open so you can see this. Be in it, practice being in it in a conscious embodied way. And however it feels, let your body express that. How does your body express feelings? Once upon a time, it had the total instinct for that. Like when you were 3 years old, you absolutely knew how to do that. Well, guess what? You still do.
try it out.
No mistakes, just experiments. How did it feel to express that
through my
arms and hands, or through my footsteps, or even with my voice? Maybe you need to let your voice out.
Feel
how the middle of your body
can move. Express how you feel.
Got any pent-up feelings, the stress,
tension?
Let the movement
express it.
Let it out with your breath. Any way it wants to come.
Let it
make you move in a very odd way, maybe.
Fall at
the floor or jump around. Engage in your movement. Engage with the space around you.
Here are
my four walls.
There's
my window. There's my world.
Move with it
all. And if that's a struggle, and struggle with it.
Wrestle with it.
If you feel trapped, do that dance.
Do
the dance of,
I feel trapped.
If you feel fantastic, do that dance.
I'm free.
Like whatever it is. Just let your body go.
However
it wants to move.
Release it.
Release your body into free movement. Whatever your body needs to let go of. Like God. And follow whatever's coming now. That's just how your feet are. Notice your hands. Notice your hips. Notice your back and your chest. Head.
No
right way or wrong way, just
your way,
whatever that is. And if you don't know what it is, try it something. Just make it up until you feel connected again. Yes,
very
individual sometimes. Quite strange, weird sometimes, yeah. We're all strange. Everybody's weird. Allow for your individuality. Again, move with your circumstance. If there's someone in the room with you, you might want to move with each other. Just partner up for a minute. Or maybe you move with that picture you haven't looked at for the last 6 months. Really look at it and dance with it. Or maybe you move with what's outside of the window, like you really look at it, really see it and move with it. Maybe you move with your own floor with gratitude for its solidity, reliability. Open your mind, being willing not to know how you will be in 30 seconds time, just being with what's now. Being willing not to have any idea of how you should be now, just allowing. Totally individual.
You can't be any
other way. Not really. You can pretend. You can pretend to be the same as someone else you admire. You can pretend to be different from someone else you don't like. You can pretend to be the same as you were last week, but you never are really. Not really. Got everything and nothing. So be everything and nothing. Aware of the silent, still life force streaming through your body, through your heart, through the presence of your awareness, even while you're moving. While you're moving, and stay aware of that spacious, silent presence. That is inside everything. Always. And as we're coming towards an ending, stay with it. And be willing to feel again how you are. Noticing how you are now. It's probably different to how you were 20 minutes ago. Being willing to feel any longing that you have. Longing for life, however that shows up in you right now. Longing for life and growth and healing. Beauty. Things we all love and live for deep down, really deep down. It's being willing to feel that longing or yearning. Stay aware of your body. Notice if your body needs to change shape. Notice if you need to lie down. Notice if you just need to let it go and walk outside into the fresh air. Just notice what you need. Notice what's true. Enjoy the space you've created. Enjoy the silence. And the aliveness. Wherever you have arrived. Allow time to settle. Integrate. Take a deep breath. Let it go. Okay. So, stay with whatever you need to stay with. Come and sit back with me if you wish. Those of you who showed up on the screen, thank you so much that I could feel like I was with you. Thank you. It's super weird doing this if I can't see anybody. I'm going to introduce my t-shirt. Yeah, I put that on purpose. That is the world's most beautiful equation. I made a film about it and I'd love it if you'd go and see it. It's called Maths, Movement and Mysticism. And those numbers are the most beautiful equation that there is in the whole of the world of mathematics, Euler discovered it 300 years ago, and it's a precise mathematical pattern that is exactly the same as you. It has the same form as a human being in terms of our structure of body, heart, mind, and wholeness or soul. That's you, body, heart, mind, and you as a whole, and your relationship to spirit. And it also has the same structure as our fundamental process, the same as a human being in form, and also the same as a human being in structure and in process, in the way we are creative and the way we move. So we just moved through that equation. You don't need to know the maths in order to enjoy this practice, 0-1, but the film's quite good, apparently. I think it's really good, but apparently other people think it's good too. So I'd love it if you go and see it. And Rebecca will post a link to that in the chat or somewhere. But you can just go on Vimeo and look it up, Maths, Movement, and Mysticism. So I invite you to enjoy and use movement as one of the ways to navigate these times we live in. Movement and stopping. Like, sometimes we need to move and sometimes we need to stop. Really. Sometimes we need to just shake it out and let go and release. And sometimes we really need to stop. So that's one key. Movement and stopping. Movement and stillness. Use those two keys. You know, just all it takes is 5 minutes. You know, you don't even need music, right? You just notice that. So movement and stillness. Second key, body and breath. Just notice your body. Notice how you feel. Notice your breath. Welcome yourself. You know, inhabit yourself. Be here. Body and breath. Third key, other humans. We need other humans, right? We do not do well being alone too much. Like, yeah, of course we need alone time sometimes, but in order to learn and integrate and assimilate and be well, we need other humans, and not just chats, you know. And it's like you've got to have people who you can look into their eyes and be honest, and someone who will call you on your blind spots, and someone who will just sit with you in silence and you can just feel with each other. You've got to be able to do that for your own well-being, right? I hope you all have someone. And if you don't, I hope you find the courage to reach out to someone who you can really be like that with, because they probably need it too. They might be missing it too. Human contact, body and breath, movement and stillness. Good luck. Be well. Don't stay too safe. I think we're all in danger of dying of safety.
Thank you, Adam.
Thanks for being here.
Amazing. So, does anyone have any questions, maybe like for just a few minutes before?
Oh, I'm sorry, Jamie. Well, it's 5-2. Is that okay? I'm happy to answer them if we have time.
Yeah, I'm just like, obviously not loads, but if maybe for 3 or 4 minutes, if anyone wants to just ask any burning questions. Burning questions. Mostly we're just getting a lot of thank you. That was a really wonderful session. A lot of appreciation coming through the chat, so.
Oh, I can see the chat. I think it's great if there's no questions. I'm very happy. That's a good result. Someone said the name of the film, Maths, Movement, and Mysticism. And it's on Vimeo.
We'll get Rebecca to post the link one more time.
Okay.
Cool. So I'm just going to do a little shameless plug for the conference here. Obviously, you just want to share, once again, if you've been in the conference already in a few sessions, I'm sure you've heard it, but we would love people to purchase the upgrade to get the full library. It is a massive thank you to the people that have put money and time and blood, sweat and tears on the line to make this conference, and it also helps make it more accessible to those who can't afford to purchase the packages. So please consider purchasing that. You do get a bunch of extra bonuses if you do, like you get things like PDF notes and audio only options and learning lists and all of that, plus of course lifetime access to all this amazing content. And
music mixes from me, I think.
There you go, probably. There's all sorts in there, and it's also discounted during the conference, so it will be a lot more expensive if you wait until afterwards. Links are all in the chat for the upgrades, and also for the coffee break room, so please do join the coffee break rooms. I jumped in one earlier and met a bunch of lovely humans from other places, and mostly we were just sharing what things we'd enjoyed and what speakers to watch out for, so they're really lovely places. Adam, do you have one final top embodiment tip? Can be one sentence, one word, final pearl of wisdom.
Just that. Movement and stillness, body and breath, human contact.
Amazing. And one person has just asked, do you have online classes?
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah, go to in0.one. Yeah, or just look up Adam Bali. I've got loads of online stuff. Should have said that, shouldn't I?
in0.one. Cool. TechCoast put it up there as well. Awesome. Well, I think that's pretty much us, but obviously we have 3 minutes before we actually finish. So we can all sit and look at each other. We can ask questions.
Anyone want to ask anything else? Was there a question already asked that I missed?
I don't think so. Does anyone want to? Oh, here we go.
I consider ecstatic dance to be embodiment? Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. How could it not be? Yes. Although it's perfectly possible to dance in a really wild, crazy way without being very embodied. Like, it really depends on you. Yeah, I've got very good at dancing whilst thinking about what I'm going to have for dinner. I've just done it so much, you know. So it takes a little creativity and persistence to stay present with your body. And I think there's some benefit to dancing even if you're not very present, but it's a whole lot more useful if you really are present, and that takes persistence. You're going to end up battling with yourself, just like anything. And you know, it's like any meditation practice. You're going to face your own avoidance patterns eventually. And yeah, that takes work. You know, I can help you do that though. Online coaching sessions too, if you want individual help. What's anyone saying?
One thing I've noticed is someone made a comment about problems standing up and dancing. I'm shameless plugging, but there is a session on our channel I think next week from a dancer called Laura Jones. She's a wheelchair user, so like absolutely get along to that session. She's amazing.
Fantastic. And like I said, you know, go on the sofa, go on the floor. So absolutely that you don't have to. Some of them, I've had some profound sessions on my sofa. I'm not kidding.
Absolutely. No, I'm with you on that. Amazing. Right, we're rocking on for 5 now, so we are going to wrap up the session.
Okay. Thanks so much, Jamie. Thank you, everybody.
Take care, everyone.
Yeah, bye.